Hello, my gorgeous soul. Welcome to this exclusive, private pick a card reading in which we are going to reveal precisely the messages that you need to receive right now through you picking one of these sides. So for group number one, we've got the Sacred Destiny Oracle deck as well as the Celestine Crystal. And for group number two, we've got the Mystical Wisdom Oracle deck as well as the Yellow Calcite Crystal. I will grant you a little moment of privacy so that you can meditate on which side you would like to pick and go with. I always recommend you go with whatever your intuition tells you is right for you. And then we'll get straight into your readings and without further ado, uncover these urgent messages that were meant to find you right now. The timestamps of both groups can be found in the description, and I'll catch you during your group's reading. Welcome, my gorgeous soul of group number one. So you chose the Sacred Destiny Oracle deck as well as the Celestine Crystal to help guide you in precisely what you need to receive today by your angels and your guides. I would like you to immediately, either out loud or in your head, repeat the word yes three times. Say to yourself, yes, 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 to affirm that this reading is meant for you and to affirm these messages that you are about to receive. So let's get straight into it, just beginning by shuffling your cards for you as we get into your reading. So first off, we have got focused. If you picked this group, I see you as someone who is super dedicated and focused. Once they've set their mind on something, you are extremely stubborn and you're going to keep going until you accomplish your dreams and your desires. The snow leopard, quite literally in the snow, shows that you are the type of person who will go through any type of weather, literally and figuratively speaking, to get to your desired results. Spirit is also telling me that it's important to see the mountain here, that you understand the value of the climb. You're not the type of person who just wants the view but is afraid of the climb. You understand that both go together, and you're a very focused person when it comes to your career and accomplishing your goals, whether it be getting a certain job, a certain position, making a certain amount every single month, having a certain amount of impact. You are the type of person who is going places, group number one. Next up, we've got leadership, which couldn't be more clear within your reading, that you are meant to be a leader, you are meant to be a motivator, you are meant to be a pioneer. When leadership and focus shows up, it's actually a reminder for you. What I'm getting from Spirit here is to not doubt yourself. You have had some challenges that have made you doubt your leadership abilities and whether you're really capable to be this ultra successful leader that you want to be and that you're meant to be. And rather than stepping down from being the natural leader that you were born to be, Spirit and your guides are trying to say to you, group one, now is a time for you to step up. Now is a time for you to elevate. Now is a time for you to truly understand that you are being tested and your strength is being put to a test that you can easily pass. You've been through worse, and I want you to understand here, in order to be successful in your focus, you have to be unafraid to step into the leadership role and leadership position. Now, contrary to popular belief, some people think leadership means more work. It means you have to put more hours in. It means that you have to do 10 times more than what you're already doing, and you may feel exhausted just by the thought of that because you think to yourself, I'm already working like 100-hour weeks. I'm already spending 7 days per week trying to just simply do life. How am I supposed to pile on extra time? I'm already so overworked, especially if you're someone, a professional, an entrepreneur, an executive, that makes anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 per month. Nobody talks about this, but you are probably extremely stressed and you are so focused that you feel decision fatigue, and then it's hard to step into the leadership role. And if you're not yet there at the $10,000 to $50,000 per month mark, that might be your next goal. And Spirit is trying to say to you, That goal is nice, but when you get there and you have no time nor any energy left, then it's going to feel like some sort of weird curse, some sort of weird joke that isn't funny. So Spirit is trying to guide you into being a balanced leader and a leader who actually loves their life. And it really hit me that after all of these years of doing thousands of tarot readings on and offline, like, I've actually been coaching you this whole time through the readings, and I just never called it that. So literally I thought, why not finally make it official? And why I have literally been offering a coaching container outside of these videos. And I want you to know here that it's so important for you to step into your leadership role. While I will always continue to share guidance on this level, that is why literally I've made it official for those who feel ready for deeper transformation and direct access for me. I offer this next level kind of mentorship and leadership coaching because I understand that so many of you, you just want a little more than these videos can provide. You want a little bit more proximity. And if that's you and you'd like to learn more and apply, the link is below this video. But when it comes to your stepping into your leadership, it's really all about reminding yourself, hey, I've got to cheer up. One thing that I see here is that many times you feel kind of down and out. You don't know who to turn to. You don't know what to do and how to move forward. And you feel like you're so focused, you're putting in so much work, but the results are not speaking for themselves in the way that you thought that they would, and in the way that you wish that your results would actually kind of be present, whether it's financially, whether it's in you having more time, or even having a certain lifestyle and physical look to you. If you've been putting in a lot of work, eating healthily at the gym, you're not really seeing the results. Your guides want to say to you, cheer up, and instead of feeling down and out, discover the courage in the fact that every single time something does not work out, when you've led the situation, when you have been the one who has not been afraid to step into their personal power, that just means you're a little wiser, a little stronger, a little ahead of the game compared to other people, because you being fearless enough to discover your courage, to step into your courage, to try new things, that's already something that a lot of people cannot say of themselves. That's a thing that a lot of people have always been too afraid to do and will always be way too afraid to step into. And I see here within the Jaguar that your guides are trying to say to you, it's time for you to just release the doubt. It's time for you to release the fear. It's time for you to release this thought that you are going to be stuck forever. If you've thought to yourself, I feel like I should already be further, if you're looking around and you feel as though everyone is more successful than you, is just at a completely different space that you feel you should be in, or you feel like you should be even more advanced, release that thought, because what it's doing is that it's taking you out of your big cat energy. You see how we've got these two big cats that have showed up for you? Big cat energy means the energy of someone who is not desperate, the energy of someone who has the cat energy of walking away if a situation doesn't align with you, fearlessly doing so because you are not needy. Group number one, if you've ever been in a situation where you were in a store and someone was, for example, trying to sell you a pair of shoes, and they were so pushy about it because it's like this little boutique store, and you can tell perhaps they're not getting many sales and they're trying to tell you that you really need this thing even though you don't, rather than just saying, oh, this might suit you, letting you try it on and then letting you make your own decision. You know that often that pushiness does the exact opposite of someone who just presents their offer to you and then allows you to decide whether it's the right fit for you or not. So literally release that from your energetic field as well. Release your need to get those new clients or customers. Release your need for a specific outcome, for a specific level of success, because perhaps you will be granted a way higher level and you will basically quantum leap to this absolutely new space to this new circle and cycle that you did not expect to already arrive in so quickly, because you felt like you have to take one little mini step per time. So next up, we've got the bison. The bison is a bison of the energy of ritual. So your guides are trying to say to you, stick to a ritual every single day in order to give you stability and in order to remind you of your strength. For example, my rituals every day is movement. I do at least 10,000 steps per day. I had to work up to it because at the beginning I was not able to do so, but now that's what I do. Then another thing that I do every single day is I learn something new about marketing. I learn something new about manifestation. I read something new about self-development for my business, for myself to be able to pass that on to my clients. I try to get better every single day, because the more abundant I am and the more I'm able to diversify my knowledge, the more I'm also able to offer, not only in my tarot readings, but also in interpersonal relationships. And the same goes for you, group number one, in the sense of choosing a ritual that actually serves you physically or mentally. And next up, we've got the orca, which is communicating to you that your spirit guides want you to ask yourself, what family wound and what family pattern has still been left unhealed that is now time for you to resolve and time for you to actually find a way to remove, to find a way to get rid of this family wound and pattern that has been lingering, that you feel is still causing a level of insecurity even now, when you should be free, when you should feel as though you're at a place in your life where you're grown up, where you're advanced, and you shouldn't have these insecurities anymore of, for example, this teacher telling you weren't smart enough, or someone in your family commenting on your body in a way that has caused an insecurity until now. One thing that I see here is that it's definitely time for you to remember that many people, they don't really think about the consequences that their actions will have, especially when done at a very early age to someone like you, group number one. And next up here within the sun, I want you to know that the message that we've received within the sun, which actually showed up in reverse as well, is that until you learn to kind of take this personal power back, you might struggle to be your most successful and highest self, which is why you've been called into this reading, to remind you that you don't have to give any of your personal power away to anybody. You can claim it back, you can take it back. Yes, it may have affected your confidence or the way that you view yourself physically for a little while, but that time is gone, group number one. You are your most empowered and most strong self that you've ever been. Next up, we've got the Elder of Swords, which actually showed up in reversed. So the Elder of Swords reversed is a message that a masculine force that has done nothing but just leave trauma and insecurity is leaving. So not having a need to fit in or to be attractive to the divine masculine is making you even more attractive, because you have this big cat, black cat, jaguar type of energy of not begging. And that's when they turn into these golden retrievers. So I want to remind you here, group number one, that not having this incessant need to be looked at as attractive or to be seen as someone who the male gaze is crazy over makes you even more attractive. It gives you so much more power, and it turns you into this mesmerizing being, this mesmerizing fairy that is just so full of creativity and so full of energy that allows you to create in ways that you have never created before, because you're no more trying to fit in, you're not trying to appear a certain way, you're just simply being you. And that's, once again, the message we've got in the Jaguar. Release insecurities, release overthinking, release other people's opinions. They're none of your business and they're not serving you. And what doesn't serve you is being left behind right now. So group one, this is the reading that I've received for you. I trust that you found this reading insightful. Feel free to let me know at any given point. I'm sending you so much love, and I can't wait to connect with you during one of our upcoming readings. Hello, my gorgeous soul of group number 2. You chose the Mystical Wisdom Oracle as well as the Yellow Calcite Crystal. So we're going to step straight into this reading of yours, and I want you to repeat yes 3 times in a row, either silently in your mind or actually saying it out loud if you can and you're by yourself right now. Simply repeat this with me. Yes, yes, yes. Repeat yes 3 times to claim your reading as we get straight into it and as we figure out precisely what messages that your guides and spirit wants you to receive right now. So first up, you are being called to receive your Archangel Raphael, the provider of healing for body, mind, and spirit. What if you knew you were protected, group number 2? What if you knew you were always provided for? Would you have the same stressors as you have now? Would you be worried in the same way that you're worried now? Would you be insecure about where your life is headed as you are now? Group number 2, Archangel Raphael showing up right at the start of your reading. It shows that you are divinely protected and that sometimes you just have to be reminded of this because you tend to forget just how many situations in life you were protected in when things could have been so much worse, but they turned out amazing for you specifically. Next up, we've got letting go. Spirit wants you to claim the art of letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. Even if that's, for example, a toxic relationship, fully letting go, literally blocking, deleting the chats. If you, for whatever reason, want to keep some of the videos, the pictures, or the chats or whatever as a form of evidence, just to have it in case, put it on a separate hard drive and delete it off of carrying it with you everywhere on your smartphone. Also, letting go of memories as well that are daunting or haunting. Claim that you're gonna let go of the traumas that have been living in your head rent-free, that you've been carrying around with you involuntarily, because you deserve better, group number 2, than to allow for this to take up your super valuable mental real estate. Because Spirit is also telling me, you chose this group because you're a very intelligent person, but because your IQ is higher than the standard, so whether you've tested it or not, Spirit knows that literally you are more intelligent than most people. That also often comes with a higher rate of unhappiness, and this is not something I'm just saying, this is scientifically proven. So you have to work extra hard to be more carefree and to let go of ruminating thoughts that aren't desirable or helpful to you. Next, we have the Apprentice of Swords, and what this basically is telling you to do here in the Apprentice of Swords reverse is to just focus on having fun way more than you have done up until now, because you're often very serious about helping others and your work that you forget to have fun and you forget to just have an amazing time. And your guides are literally trying to communicate to you, look, now it's time for you to have fun. Now it's time for you to stop overthinking and to let go of connections that are inhibiting that. Especially if, for example, someone has ever made a comment about your intelligence, about your body, and that has stuck with you, it's time for you to let go the hold that that has had over you. We have the Ten of Swords in reverse, and I'll show you this card upright just to show you its significance. You see how we have all of these swords within Bambi, and it feels kind of morbid, but what this is actually trying to say to you is, in reverse, this card means you can now release the hurt, you can now release the backstabbing, the swords, everything that you've experienced that shaped you into who you are, that made you super strong, but you don't have to keep carrying all of these things that made you strong with you, because often what makes you strong means that it was challenging, it means that it was trauma, it means that it was some sort of unfair situation you were put in at a time where you couldn't protect yourself in the way that you can now. And what I see within your reading is that you are in a completely different headspace and you have surpassed all of the people who didn't believe in you tenfold over. They are still stalking and looking. I see here in the Four of Pentacles reverse, they're still stalking and looking at your social media. They are wondering what you're doing. They're still really holding on, clamoring on. Meanwhile, here in the Four of Pentacles reversed, you haven't thought about them in months or years. You haven't even paid a second thought to what they're doing. And there's so many people who are extremely obsessed with you, group number two, because you are the kind of person who triggers others to be better. And either they're going to use this trigger and just be better, or you're going to trigger them to kind of have this jealousy and mild or strong hate towards you. So if you've ever been in this friend group where you feel like you are being treated in a manner that's different from everyone else, no, you're not crazy, group number two. You attract a lot of jealous people into your life who first think that they want a piece of you until you make them insecure, and then they realize that actually they wish they were you. And I see here within the goat, quite literally speaking, group number two, you are the goat. You are the person in your friend circle and in your group, even at work. You are the most reliable one, and you are really the greatest of all time. You are really the goat. You know why? Because nothing scares you. No mountain is ever too high for you to climb. And there's nothing that you can't overcome. Yeah, you've been stuck in certain situations, but you never stay stuck for too long. I want you to know here within the goat that you are basically the most reliable source for others to come to when it comes to feeling uplifted, and when it comes to, well, as the owl is communicating, wisdom. Now, I want you to know here within wisdom that just like myself, for example, and it hit me after all of these years of doing thousands of tarot readings for you, online, offline, YouTube, Patreon, my membership, I have actually been coaching you this whole entire time through the readings, and I never called it that. And you may have the same kind of affinity towards helping and coaching and uplifting people, group number two. I see here in the owl that you've always been wise beyond your years. And the thing is, I thought at one point, why not finally make it official? And I do this for free and for fun and to help and to support people anyways. And I do it so well, and I've done it literally tens of thousands of times. Why not actually offer this for high level people who really want to be immersed in the experience of being coached with a little tarot touch to it, which is one in a billion. I don't know any other coach who has had their own business, who has published their own decks, who is also into tarot. Why don't I use what makes me different and turn it into an aspect of my business that I love, that's just an extension? And Spirit is trying to use this as an example, as a vehicle to say to you, group number two, why not use your natural talents, abilities, and your natural wisdom in order to create that business, in order to kind of grow your income, to grow your different streams of revenue into this wise safety net of reliability, which is what the goat represents, where you know that you have different streams of income, where you always have money and resources coming your way, and you can use your experiences, the things that people come to you for, and you've been giving them for free, whether it's coaching, whether it's advice, whether it's helping them to lose weight, to move more, to eat more healthily because you're an excellent cook. Your guides are trying to say to you, there are skills that you have that you don't even know are skills that people would pay for because they come so naturally to you and you give it away so freely. But actually now is a time to make it a thing, to monetize it. I see here within leadership, your guides are trying to communicate to you through this Leo lion fiery energy. Set your goals, set your sights high, and then go out and achieve them, group number two. Because when you set a goal, you are the kind of person who is more likely to achieve this than most. And I want you to understand here within leadership that setting your goals means that you will be able to accomplish more than the type of person who just says, let's just go with the flow, let's just see where this goes. Whether it's creating your own business, expanding your business, getting from a place where you feel stuck with your health to actually feeling free and abundant, your guides want you to ask yourself, what is it that you feel you want to accomplish? And what areas of your life have you already led other people in that can give you the confidence to realize and comprehend, hey, I am an amazing leader and I am now going to lead myself to my next success? Because the thing with you, group number two, is that the advice you give others is advice that's now time for you yourself to take. And you can take your own advice by allowing for yourself to see all the successes, all of the lives that you've changed. Literally, just like I turned all of the feedback, all of the comments into a program where I can help people on a deeper, higher, more intimate level, because it's actually one-on-one, it's actually access to me. And I want you to value the access to you that people have as well. You'll be surprised at what type of beautiful work structure you can create in this way, how your life can change, how you can go from feeling overworked and stressed out and undervalued to actually living a super soft and comfortable life. And once you've figured it out, just keep leading more people into that direction. Just keep helping more people. Just keep influencing more people in the most positive way. And I see here within confrontation that group number two, you've never been the type of person to pick your battles in an unwise kind of way. You've always been the type of individual that others can come to for not only advice, but who also avoids confrontation that's just a waste of time. Continue to do that, because let me tell you something here. Picking your battles as wisely as you have done, group number two, has saved you so much waste of time and heartache. And your guides are also trying to say to you, use confrontation to confront fears and insecurities. Use confrontation in order to take steps forwards towards your goals. Because when you do that, when you use that to take steps towards your goals, actually now you're suddenly confronting things that are worth confronting. So that's picking your battles wisely. It's not just avoiding confrontation, but confronting the right things, even if it's uncomfortable. And you needed this sign, you needed this reassurance that yes, group number two, you are on the right path right now. And also, don't be afraid to confront the things that you were worried about that gave you anxiety, because you will start to realize a lot of the fears that you had, whether it's the fear of your own success, the fear of others judging you, is often way larger in your head than when you actually confront it and you actually deal with it. You realize it was never that powerful. You gave it way more power than it deserved. And when you learn to take power away from the things that are keeping you small, your life changes forever and you turn into a leader that gives other people permission and inspiration to do the same, which is your life path. It's your life purpose, group number two. So follow it and don't fear it. Group number two, this is the urgent message and reading that you had to receive right now. I trust that this found you at just the right time. Feel free to let me know below in the comment section, and I cannot wait to catch up with you during an upcoming reading together.